Sensor readings growing stronger.
Object's course and trajectory holding steady.
Positive analysis, sir. Object approaching us artificially powered.
The ship?
Eagles 1 and 2, maintain your approach.
Check, Commander.
Scanners have picked it up, sir.
Eagles 1 and 2, activate onboard defensive system.
We're picking up a signal, Commander.
Relay it to us, Alan. Colonel.
It's some sort of call sign, Commander.
Acknowledge it.
2 seconds to visual.
Message coming through, Commander.
This is the voice of Voyager 1. Our ship is unmanned and unarmed. We come on a mission of peace and goodwill.
It's a Voyager ship.
Carter, Abrams, pull away! Pull away!
Both men under severe stress.
Eagles 1 and 2, do you read me? Do you read me, Eagles 1 and 2? We're under attack, Alpha!
Eagle 1, turning back!
Eagle 2 not responding! Eagle 2 out of control.
The ship is falling apart!
Ship to base communication.
Getting no life signs. I hope it's their instruments.
Paul, keep all communications open.
This is main mission to Eagle One. Are you receiving? Are you receiving?
Alan, do you read me?
Do you read me?
Alpha, how am I doing?
Your automatic systems are shot to hell. Can you maintain manual control?
Yeah, I think so. Abrams, did he make it?
Sorry, Alan.
What hit us?
Aquila Drive. Voyager 1 is powered by the Aquila Drive. It's an atomic engine used for going across space at incredible speed.
Yes. Incredible speeds produced by fast neutrons spewed out into space, annihilating everything in their path. You'd survive better standing smack in the middle of a nuclear explosion.
Hey, John, listen to this. It's all here. Voyager 1,
launched 1985, mission to probe the galaxy for signs of intelligent life, to find habitable solar systems, to make man's presence known in the galaxy. And now Voyager's coming back. After 15 years. What a staggering achievement.
If it comes too close, we'll be burnt up. If it passes at a distance, we'll be polluted by neutron fallout and we'll die anyway. We've got to blast it out of the sky, Commander.
Of course, I understand. There's danger from the Quella drive.
Danger? Even if we climbed into lead caskets under 12 feet of concrete, we'd still be burned up.
But you don't understand what scientific information there is in that ship.
Wait a minute. We have to think of our lives.
That ship has to be destroyed.
But not without... John.
Connor, what's the time factor?
Limited safety. 11 hours.
11 hours. That gives us some time.
Time? Time for what? We have no protection. We've got to stop it.
No, at least let's...
Eagle One coming in on approach course.
I think I can make it. Hey, keep your heads down. Just in case.
We're waiting for you, Alan. Good luck. Crash unit, stand by.
Emergency crew to launch pad 4.
All right, Victor. Now, what are you suggesting?
Just this. We've got to try and get hold of the information Voyager has. We can't just blow it up out of hand.
Helena?
We can't take any chances with the Queller drive. We know what it does.
Listen, for 15 years, Voyager has been photographing other planets, analyzing atmospheres, detailing all forms of life, recording gravities, temperatures. Think of all the medical information it must have. Why, it would take 100 years to learn what Voyager already knows.
I understand that. Look, I'd love to get my hands on that information. It could be invaluable in relation to our survival. But we can't just ignore the Queller drive.
Wait a minute. Victor, Voyager has two engine systems, right?
Exactly.
It has ordinary chemical rockets, which are used for lifting off and landing, and the Queller drive, which takes over to carry it across vast distances of space. The Queller drive made star travel possible. That Voyager is unmanned. So how does it switch from rocket power to Queller drive and back again?
It's computer controlled.
Exactly. Now, why can't we reprogram the computer aboard the Voyager? Why can't we feed it new instructions so it shuts down the Queller drive?
Because we can't risk it.
Surely we can't afford not to.
Commander, Eagle One is down.
Carter?
Still in one piece.
Good. Take him to the medical section.
Yes, sir.
Helena?
You mean you're going to try to save Voyager at the risk of all our lives? All right. Well, I guess we should try to find all the information we can about fast neutrons.
Helena. We're not in any danger yet.
Not yet.
To get access to the Voyager command circuit, then we can give the computer new instructions. Carno, we need a link up through our computer programmer to Voyager 1. See what you can do, would you?
Yes, Professor.
You've heard there's a Voyager ship out there. Did you hear what I said?
Yes. Don't worry your head about things you don't understand. When she went up, you were still, how do you say? Still in short trousers.
Yes. I was. They're playing games with the Queller drive. Just like Voyager 2, all over again. They've remembered nothing.
You know what they're trying to do? They want to stop it. Shut down its drive.
They can't do that.
Voyager 1, this is the voice of Earth Space Authority. Do you acknowledge?
Acknowledged.
Stand by to allow access to your command file.
Request refused.
This is the voice of Earth Space Control.
Acknowledged.
Voyager 1. Delete your command file and stand by for fresh instructions.
Request refused.
On what grounds?
Unauthorized instructions.
You are ordered to delete your command instructions.
Request refused. Prime directives cannot be altered unless preceded by delete code.
Just not interested, Professor.
There's got to be a way to crack its delete code.
There's a way, Professor. Commander, Professor, one moment.
Please, I will try to explain to you very simply. First, you must understand that the command controls will respond only to the most precise signal. Therefore, I have to warn you that any random attempt to stop the Voyager by other means could trigger off its own destruct mechanism.
How do you know that?
I have some knowledge of the subject, Commander. I was involved quite closely with the Voyager project.
In what capacity?
If you check my personal index, you will find that long before I came to Alpha, my name was Quella.
It's Quella.
That is correct. I have designed the Quella drive.
Ernst Quella?
He was Quella. But his name was changed to Linden by Earth Command before he was assigned to Alpha.
And no one knew?
He was cleared for duty here on Alpha. If he chose not to reveal who he was, it's his business. I feel every man is entitled to that much privacy.
He may have changed his name, but nothing can change what he did. His Quella drive killed Steve Abrams. Remember? That's one more for the score. But I'm thinking of 15 years ago. The second ship on the program, Voyager 2. The Quella drive cut in too soon.
Paul. Something went wrong.
200 people were killed because something went wrong. A whole community wiped out. My father was one of them. I know something went wrong.
Paul, I understand why this is difficult for you. But we're not here to pass moral judgment on Ernst Quella. We're here to decide whether a man named Ernst Linden can help us.
You would put the survival of Alpha into his hands?
Victor, can you guarantee that you can shut down the Quella drive in time?
Guarantee? No.
Let's talk to Linden. Doctor? Dr. Linden, we need the information the Voyager contains. I want to know if you can shut down the Quella drive so we can get that information.
Now, don't be hasty. Think carefully. I want to know if you can do it with the facilities we have here on Alpha. I want to know if you can do it within the time period we have left.
Connor, 9 hours, 10 minutes.
Yes or no?
Oh, theoretically, certainly it is possible.
Yes. Or no?
Commander Koenig, 20 years ago, I would have given you my guarantee, but now, today, if you ask me to undertake such a task,
All I can say is that I will do everything I can. I will do my best.
Thank you, Doctor. His real identity made known.
Not even to Jim Haynes. He lost both his parents because of Queller. He should know who he's working with. Should he?
Doctor, this has gone beyond me. I simply cannot understand what you're doing.
Oh, never mind, Jim. You are a very good assistant. Go back to the days when you were a student. Certain factors have to be taken on trust. So in this crisis, once again, factors have to be taken on trust. You must do exactly as I tell you. I need your help.
Doctor? I'm afraid this isn't really my field. I did do a bit on neutrons, but that was a few years ago, so I'm afraid this is about the best I can do.
Oh, thank you very much.
Making any progress?
Oh, yes. As you know, this failure of the drive to cut out in time as planned when approaching inhabited areas has occurred before, with the most horrendous results.
Yes, indeed. You must have thought about it a great deal since.
Oh, Victor, I have been over the possibilities in my mind thousands and thousands and thousands of times. I am now confident that I know the reason for the failure. Therefore, I must gamble and work from the premise that I am right.
Of course.
Sandra, let me know if there's any deviation in its flight.
It is being monitored constantly.
Fine. Helen, what's your plan if we can't stop it?
Well, it's a three-phase operation, sir. On the screen there. As soon as it enters the green area, the Eagles go into automatic alert. Now, if it enters the yellow area, we move into positions here. And the moment it enters the red, we let loose with everything we've got.
Good. Paul, start the countdown. Haynes, if you'll excuse us, I'd like a word with the doctor.
Oh, yes, of course. Jim, those quartz components, they should be ready by now.
How much longer?
I believe not long. Once the circuit pattern here is complete, we can override the command instructions. After that, it will be a relatively simple business to shut down the drive.
Possibility of failure?
I believe none. You see, I have designed the Queller drive. I know what is required. All I need is time.
Do you need more men?
No.
Doctor, I hope you're not trying to prove something.
Eagle 6, 9, and 10, launch positions.
Eagle 6, ready for launch.
Eagle 10 in position.
Eagle 9, ready.
All Eagles now ready for launch.
Eagle 6, 9, and 10, condition yellow, now operative. Go.
Watching you.
Good luck.
Alpha base to Eagle 6, 9, and 10. Intercept positions.
Victor, no word from Linden yet.
Computers. Security codes are irrelevant. All we need is computer link up, and we can shut down the drive.
Ah. Override the onboard computer. Security codes irrelevant. How did we do that?
Doctor?
How did we complete the circuit pattern?
Oh, you don't understand, Jim. Together we have recreated the control pattern for the Quella Drive.
Shut up! Not possible. There's only one man who could have done that. Only one man has the knowledge. Ernst Queller, aren't you? Aren't you? Well, come on, tell me! You killed my parents, didn't you?
Fractured ribs, shock, bomb. Again.
How did it happen?
Jim found out.
Commander, I didn't intend this to happen.
Do you realize what you've done? Stupid. You've destroyed our only chance.
I'm sorry. It was not his fault.
Get out of here.
Commander.
Now!
Sir.
Oh. And Voyager.
We can't save it now.
I still believe we can.
Doctor, right now I've got three Eagles out there. Their sights aiming right at Voyager.
No, please do not destroy it yet. You must... You must give me a chance to finish what I have begun.
You're just trying to resolve a conflict that no one else has time to give a damn about.
Commander Koenig, urgent, main mission.
May I resume my work?
Helena, do what you can to keep him going.
All right.
Three objects. Traveling a long way behind Voyager.
Positive identification, sir. They're spaceships, flight path identical to Voyager 1 and heading for Alpha.
Here we go. Come on. I can't give you any more of this. You're fighting a losing battle.
I told the commander I can do it. I still believe that I can.
You're wasting your time. Voyager's going to have to be destroyed.
I can't explain to you, Doctor. You wouldn't understand. Ah.
Those ships are following the Voyager.
Why?
Eagle's maintaining intercept positions.
Hold positions.
Minutes to intercept. Eagles to firing positions.
Copy.
Lock weapons.
Locked.
Voyager 1 now in space area red.
Wait, Ella.
Waiting for instructions to fire, Alpha.
Commander.
We've got to get the order, sir, now. I said wait.
I am ready, Commander. Please, I will need computer link up.
It's too late! Kano, link up! Link up!
Prime directives cannot be altered unless preceded by delete code. By delete code.
So am I, Doctor.
Where would you like Voyager to land?
Launch pad 4.
Alan, keep those eagles in position. Paul, I want Voyager 1 ready for boarding as soon as she lands.
Doctor, you've done your work. Come along, let me do mine.
The Voyager is ready for boarding.
Stand down, Eagle Five.
Those three alien ships are still closing on us.
Alan, keep watching the alien ships. Victor.
Doctor?
Colleagues. We were all rather young at the time.
Quite safe, Commander. No problems.
It really is very strange to be back in here again.
As you can see, she was originally designed to carry crews. Much later, of course, when man had developed his techniques for interstellar travel. But for Voyager, it was not to be. Where would you like to begin?
Professor, you should find a really astonishing collection of scientific information in the data bank here and also over there.
Commander?
Yes, Paul?
We're picking up considerable magnetic activity inside Voyager 1.
It's all impossible.
Intensity building rapidly.
John?
Speaks for you.
I am John Koenig, commander of this colony.
John Koenig, you are communicating with Archon, chief justifier of the Federated Worlds of Sidon.
What is your purpose here?
Are you citizens of the planet Earth?
Correct.
Do you accept responsibility for the primitive craft known as Voyager 1?
On behalf of my people, yes.
Then your colony, together with your world, must bear the judgment of Sidon. Your craft, Voyager 1, intruded into the Sidon worlds of the outer galaxy.
The mission was a peaceful one.
False. Contact was made with two of our populated planets. Your primitive craft was welcomed according to tradition. Now, all life on those two worlds is extinguished. You came proclaiming peace, and you wrought destruction. Only a debased culture could perpetrate such genocide.
You must believe my people acted with the best intentions.
The High Council of the Federated Worlds of Sidon has determined it will not happen again. We have followed the primitive Voyager 1. As soon as we have located its source, the planet, and all living things on it will be destroyed.
Revenge.
We do not recognize this concept.
We believe that revenge, sanctioned by authority, is also a sign of a debased culture.
The judgment of Sidon is unalterable. Soon our fleet will be in effective range. Once we have located planet Earth, your colony here will be extinguished.
My people have committed no crime. We shall resist.
Be warned. Resistance will alter only the manner of your destruction, not the fact.
We can't just wait here like sitting ducks. Let's get in there first.
From the look of those Sidon ships, I don't think much of our chances.
We're going to give it a damn good try. Alan, move Eagles 4, 6, and 10 into extreme intercept positions.
Yes, sir.
Oh. Hello, Dr. Russell. Very upset. Desperate, really. All these years believing I had helped to further the boundaries of man's knowledge. And now this catastrophe.
Doctor, many people have put science before responsibility.
Yes, of course, I know that, but the responsibility for what Voyager did to the Sidons, I must bear alone. Two worlds made lifeless, millions of people dead. I had no wish to harm them, to harm anyone.
They say the road to hell
is paved with good intentions. And the road to heaven too, apparently.
Anyway, it's academic now.
Well, John, there it is. That's the memory bank from Voyager. It's all there.
Planets, compositions, life support systems, packed with vital information. Ironic that we might not get the chance to use it.
If you were a betting man, John, how would you figure the odds? 50-50? Worse?
1,000 to 1.
Against?
I'm not a betting man. What we need is another chance.
I don't imagine Archon's gonna give us that.
No.
Thank you.
Visual contact.
Range. 75,000. Eagles 4, 6, and 10. As soon as the Sidon ships are within range, fire.
We're ready, Alpha.
I know you are much stronger than I, but do not try to stop me.
I'm not trying to stop you. I'm coming with you.
No, Jim. You must realize I have no choice. I have to go. And I have to go alone.
Nowhere in the medical area.
$15,000.
Commander, the Voyager. It's taking off.
Lyndon.
Lyndon, this is John Koenig. Lyndon. Lyndon, do you read me?
What the hell is he up to?
Range 10,000.
Signal from Voyager 1.
Lyndon.
Commander Koenig. Activate all alpha screens to maximum.
Are you crazy? We have no protection against that drive.
Recall your Eagles.
They're all that stand between us and the Sidons.
On the contrary, Commander. The only effective thing between you and the Sidons is the Quilla drive.
He's cut off.
Range 5,000.
All Eagle weapons locked and ready to fire.
Range 3,000. Range 2,000.
Recall all Eagles.
Eagles 4, 6, and 10, return to base.
But they're coming into range now.
Return to base.
John Koenig, you are wise. Recall your primitive fighting craft. In turn, the manner of your destruction will be merciful.
Archon, listen to me.
This is Ernst Queller.
I have been the creator of the craft known as Voyager 1.
What is the purpose of this, John Koenig?
Ernst Queller is acting outside my authority.
Your people have suffered greatly.
Therefore, punish me. Do not condemn an entire world for the mistake of one man. My purpose was to unite a divided world.
To reach out in the name of science and humanity to illuminate the mysteries of space.
To seek out other worlds and offer the hand of friendship.
There can be no discussion, Ernst Queller.
Archon, I have been guilty of pride and arrogance.
It is I and I alone who am responsible for what my Voyager did. These other people are innocent.
This plea is dismissed. John Koenig, prepare to witness the judgment of Sidon.
Then you, Archon, are no more worthy of life.
Than I am.
Screens holding.
Linden's using the Queller drive in short bursts. Look what it's doing to the Sidons.
With a man? You think you know him, you come to respect him. And suddenly, you don't know him at all.
Only his name was changed. The man. The man was the same.
Look, Haynes, his sacrifice gave us a future. His knowledge, hope,
Now somebody has to carry on his work. If you respected the man, don't let that sacrifice be a waste.
This is a memory bank for the Voyager.